The block is heating up, Abby.
Oh, to say the least, we've had some drama the past few weeks, especially with that Googling wine gate, and I'm so excited this morning. We're joined by my faves. It is Rachel and Ryan. How are you guys going this morning?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Now, Rachel, I'm not too convinced that you're doing okay. After watching last night's episode, you feel as though the judges are playing favourites.
Oh, without a doubt. It was so good for us to see last night's episode because I have been saying for weeks, I just feel like Neil doesn't like us. I just feel like it doesn't really matter what we're going to do. We every week, you know, we take what they say and we put it into practice. And it was just, for me, it was a little bit of a like, okay, to see him say last night, I just don't like it.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, there you go. Great. So that just means we can take a little bit of pressure off ourselves and focus more on maybe winning money on challenges because I just can't see Neil getting us over the line for a win on a Sunday night.
It's hard. And I think Mitch and Mark last season really had this same trouble with the judges and they found they were just maybe a little bit old school, maybe a little bit stuck in their ways, and maybe it's time for some new judges. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Look, I think so. I think they're definitely, you know, they're there to do their job and they've got to judge on, you know, everyone's got to be theatrical, everyone's got to be dramatic, and they've got to judge and there's got to be a winner. But when you take it personally, it doesn't seem to be fair. If they just basically drew a line in the sand and judge everything for what they see, even the execution and the style and everything, then it'd be a lot fairer. But it seems to be a personal judging this season. I'm not sure about last season, so it kind of just takes the fairness right out of it.
That's something that gets me is the execution, and I think that's something you guys bring up a little bit. It's their execution is way worse than ours. How come their points are double ours? I can't wrap my head around that, so I don't know how you guys do.
Well, look, it was really hard for us coming from a renovations background, and they, you know, they keep throwing that in as well, and it's, you know, it's the bones of the house. And and to see, you know, so when we came in and we're thinking it's a block's a renovation show. We've watched it for years. So we're coming in, we're putting just as much, probably more time and effort into the build itself and making sure that that's utter perfection. And what we realize is that doesn't really matter on a Sunday. It doesn't really matter if things aren't, you know, done how they should be, as long as it looks right. And that was hard for us to wrap our heads around. And you know what? We also had to make a bit of a conscious decision that we weren't going to sacrifice that either. And maybe that means that we, you know, we had to decide whether or not we were building our house for the judges or we were building our house for a buyer. And we decided we're building it for a buyer. And, you know, I think we just need to suck up what they say now and focus on the end goal because the block's two games. It's a short game and a long game. So we just need to focus on that long game.
That's well put. And look, it would have been bittersweet to hear from Foreman Dan last night that you guys, he thinks, were robbed. Going, geez, I felt like you guys were pretty stiff not to win, personal opinion. And then you had Foreman Keith saying it's one of the best bathrooms he's ever seen. So again, it's like mixed messages coming from these top guys from the block.
Absolutely.
The thing that I really found interesting last night is, you know, Neil's feedback to us has been you have to build a house that is true to the Macedon Ranges. And yet he walks into the boys' room and calls it Japanese-inspired and gives it a 10. And then tells us that we need to make, you know, we're being too safe in our choices. But the boys have repeated a tile that they've used in another bathroom and he gives it a 10. And I just, it's those, you know, things where I think just be consistent. And it's not against our fellow blockheads. We love our fellow blockheads. We think everyone has built the best houses. But walking in on a Sunday night for the last 6 weeks has just felt inconsistent. And it was just last night that we just saw the proof in the pudding. And it kind of made us feel a little bit better, like we weren't crazy. because we felt like we were going crazy for a little bit there.
You really would. That place would drive you absolutely insane. And speaking of, we had the wine drama the other week. Is there any other big controversy to come?
Oh, you just have to wait and see.
There's
a few more things to pop up, so you'll have to keep watching. It's a very interesting year.
Yeah, okay. Juicy. I love that. And it looks like you guys have really good relationships with everyone. Like, Rachel, yeah. you're going out shopping with the girls, and it just seems like everyone is really getting along. I know Unca and Sharon have had a really hard time adjusting, and it seems like everyone's just got around them. Is it, I mean, take away all that drama. Are you guys all really getting along and it's a really big family vibe there on the block?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We all, you know, we don't really see each other that much. It might come across on TV that we are, but we really don't. We have Tuesdays and Friday nights at Scotty's house for dinner, and then we'll kind of see each other at a challenge and then judging day. And then the rest of the time, you're so busy and caught up with driving all day, doing your shopping, and then obviously just doing the renovation side of things. So you don't get to see each other, but when you do, you make sure that you try and just communicate in a way that, you know, that you're just normal people and you catch up and you have a laugh and you have a drink, and we get along so well with all of them, every single one of them. And it's, I wish we got to see each other a little bit more than we did, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, you've got to renovate these rooms in 6 days, and it took most of the time.
Crazy stuff, guys. And look, before we go, have you got a room you are looking forward to doing?
Living and dining.
Yeah.
We can't wait for our living and dining because, like, we've said from the beginning, we've got a vision for our house, and the real culmination of a vision for us is living and dining week. So we are pumped to get in there and get that done.
And just quickly from me, now this is outside the block. We've been talking about this on our show this morning, your biggest pet peeve. Now I want to know from Rachel and Ryan from the block 2022, do you guys have a big pet peeve?
Yes.
Tell me, Rachel.
Mine is just rudeness for no reason. Just, you know, just blatant rudeness. Mm-hmm. That for me, I'm just like, oh, what's wrong? Like, so that's my biggest pet peeve.
Love it. Ryan, do you have one?
Yeah, just arrogance for no reason. You know, if someone, you know, that doesn't cost any money. It's not hard to be nice to people. So, you know, just that can be uncalled for a lot of times.
And that is why you two are together making a beautiful couple on the block. The block is on tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 now. Rachel and Ryan, love your work. Keep it up. You know what I say? Stuff the judges. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.